Masao came to America 3 months ago. He goes to high school in New York. He is enjoying the school life very much. Last Friday, his class teacher, Mr. Smith, said to him, "Our class is going to study about Japan next week. Will you tell us something about Japan?"
"I don't think I can tell it very well, but I will try," said Masao.
On Monday, in the social studies class, Masao went before the class and began to make a speech on Jan Manjiro, a bridge between Japan and America. This is his speech. One day in summer of 1841, an American ship was catching whales near Torishima. When a man on the ship was looking around the sea, he found 5 Japanese people on the island. They were crying for help. Their boat was broken by a strong wind. Some men went there and took them all to the ship. A boy of 15 years was among them. His name was Manjiro. In America, the boy went to school and learned English, science, and many other things. He studied very hard and became one of the best students in the school. When the boy was in America, he hoped to go back to Japan. At last, a chance came. He went to Hawaii first, and from there he took an American ship to China. When the ship came near the Ryukyu Islands, he got into a small boat. Many hours later, his boat got to an island near Nagasaki. After that, he finally went home in October 1852. At that time, the door of Japan was still closed to most foreign countries. America wanted to make friends with Japan and asked Japan to open the door. But very few Japanese people understood English. Japan needed a good speaker of English. Then Manjiro used English and did much for his country. He also taught English to young Japanese people. He acted as a bridge between the two countries.